Sunday night, or we Tezvav Iyar. Okay, when a person eats something before a meal, a lot of times people eat things before they wash. I'm talking of they wash. So they eat things before the meal. So making a bracha achrona on what they eat is, there's different foods and it's complicated. So maybe we'll go through it and we'll take it slow. Tonight we'll just talk about if you eat, right, we'll learn two halachas tonight. If you eat something that would require a bracha during the meal, you eat fruit, you eat an apple before the meal, before you wash, so you eat an apple. If you would eat an apple during the Suda, you would have to make a bracha on it. So, if you're not eating an apple during the Suda, then certainly you have to make a bracha achrona on the apple you ate before the Suda. If you are going to eat an apple, b'tocha Suda, since normally you would be making a bracha on the apple, and now you don't have to because it's a hemshech of the eating of the apple before the Suda, so because it's a hemshech, so for that reason also you do not make a bracha achrona on the apple you're eating before the Suda, because you're being mamshech with its eating l'tolcha Suda, and that's why you're not making a bracha on the apple b'tolcha Suda, even though normally you would, and therefore you don't make a bracha achrona and you're yotze with benching. Something that does not require a bracha during the Suda, vegetables generally do not. They're a side dish to the main course. So if you want to eat your carrot sticks or your cauliflower, well, cooked cauliflower, okay? So if you eat something like that before the Suda, you have to make a bracha achrona, right? If it doesn't require a bracha during the meal, then there's nothing to make it a hemshech with the yirakos that you're eating before the meal, and therefore yirakos, so anything that does not require a bracha during the meal, you have to make a bracha achrona on it if you eat it before the meal. Something that does require a bracha b'toch hasuda, and you're eating it b'toch hasuda, then you don't have to make a bracha achrona on it before the meal, because that is a hemshech with what you're eating during the meal, and that's why you're not making a bracha rishona on it during the meal, because normally you would have to. So that makes it into a hemshech, and you don't have to make a bracha achrona before the meal. There's a lot of other things, like mazonos and wine and other drinks. We're going to, Bezos Hashem, but right now we're just talking about peiros v'yirakos, or meat, or whatever you eat at a smorgasbord. Okay. Okay. Well, in the Chavis, we're finishing Perek Hei Bezos Hashem of Shar Yichud HaMaisa, the last pitoy enticement of the Yetzer Hara. The last one we learned was Talmud Torah, to weaken you in Talmud Torah. Then lo yishleim lo, if he won't complete, he won't be successful. Mashakivin lepatoschabo b'shar daso alokim v'toroso yishtadal lepatoscha b'shar maisa avoda. And you're doing mitzvahs, he goes bahadroga. Now, because he's talking about preventing doing mitzvahs, now the person's doing mitzvahs. When you do something, he'll try to make it you arrogant about it. You did a very big thing. And he'll try to make you to become arrogant because of it. You're such a great person. You did this and this mitzvah. You'll look down on other people who haven't done that great mitzvah, and it'll be easier for you to look down on them. Who knows? And if someone, he does something that you don't do, so then, to be carved to Hashem Yosef Mimeka, then Yisischa Yetzabo, then he will become your enemy. This is what we talked about on Shabbos, always having the other person, it's as if you're in a competition. He's a phony, he's a faker. And if not for him, you would be more chashuv. Yisanir b'nei Adam v'gambeini Elokim tzaddik mikol b'nei dorecha. And it's because he is this faker, and he's so ostentatious in his actions. So that's why people don't think enough of you. Hashayolav, like latch on to him. Kanebo ustomoso, try to bring out his faults. Try to be machshul him. Try to tell people on his v'chakor al muma v'gnuso. Ve'erov l'michsholav. V'hashkach al shkiyosav. Try to catch him in every little thing that he does wrong. And make sure you publicize it to people, every little flaw that he has, or every big flaw for that matter. Then it's even better if you could lie about him. So that he should go down on the scale of competition. You should answer back the Yitzhara, so to speak. He's being an Ovid Hashem. Why should I attack him? Why should I become his enemy? Why should I try to be mafchis him? He's an Ovid Elokim. The Agane, why should I be Magane Misha Shibchol Habore? Veloy Daili Latzlusi, if I'm lazy, the Kayim Avoda Kamohu, I'm not doing what he does, so I should yet turn around and become his enemy. Shesto Misha Avdehu. Bein Zegmul Mashini Chayiv Laborius Baruch. That's not what Hashem wants from me, to put him down because he's an Obed Hashem more than me. I should be mechabed him. He's roi lekavod. Lechabed mechabed lechvodo. Kmo shekazu v'siri Hashem yechabed. For yodatum ha-she'era, he talks very harshly about Miriam. Binyan l'tadab Miriam v'aram b'moshe. He's trying to bring out how horrible it is to talk against an Obed Hashem. It's like funny that he puts Miriam and Aaron in the same sentence as Korach. It's a completely different story, but he's focused on the bottom line of attacking an Oved Hashem. So that's what you should tell the Torah, that this is unthinkable, that you should attack an Oved Hashem, because if Hashem loves him, you should love him. Ziri Hashem Yechabed. So that's what you should answer back. He doesn't even address the first point. The first point is rather obvious, that you shouldn't use mitzvahs to look down on people, but you're Ovid Hashem with it, so it's just totally out of place to use it to be condescending to people. Okay, we'll stop here. That finishes Parak 8.